This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, we're ready. It's another hour of the DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen with my friends and neighbors, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Yes, they are my neighbors. We are next to each other virtually. Right, ladies? We live in the same house, in fact, the same broadcast house. We've been building trust with each other over the years and with the audience. Kind of cool. I have in my team the utmost trust that they will fight for me no matter what. Unless they decide they don't want to, and then then all bets are off. But I'm betting for them. Now, are we going to bet on the U.S. Army? No greenhouse gas emissions in any vehicle? So that means you're going to have electric tanks, right? No greenhouse gases by 2050. So is that, what else do we have? We have Humvees that are powered by electric motors. Let's see, Jeeps. Yes, that's all electric non-tactical vehicles. Oh, I see. That's what non-tactical. There's not going to be an electric motor in the tank. But I bet that some wild-eyed, crazed person that's thinks they're into the environmental movement is probably going to object, and they're going to, somebody in Congress will demand that we have electric-powered everything. Right, soon there are people trying to work on an electric-powered plane. How about that, boys and girls, when it runs out of a charge?
Boeing made a, I think it was Boeing, right, who made a huge investment into that.
Yeah, right.
I think it's great. I feel like everything gets pushed too far. Mm-hmm. I think it's our duty to be responsible, but I also think it's people who embrace climate change like a religion that are kind of behind why we are in this situation now with Russia and Ukraine. Yeah. And it's like, it's everything. It's be more responsible, but let's also not lose focus that there are multiple issues impacting us, not just one.
Yeah, the whole business has not been thought through, I don't think, anyway. But it's, we'll see what happens. Shake it out and see what happens. Are you a fan? I asked this collectively of Ted Lasso. I think everybody here loves Ted Lasso, right?
I don't know. I think I'm the only one who's actually seen it. It's amazing.
I've seen an episode or two, and it was cute. I would like to go back to it. Yeah.
Right. I like the lady who's the lead.
She won. That's Hannah Waddingham. I think she won at the Brit Awards last night for that role. She won the Emmy. Yeah. She's amazing. Everyone is. It's really hard to pick apart the cast because it's just such an incredible cast, and the story is, it's like every episode, it tugs at the heartstrings, but it also makes you laugh, and it's rare to find a show like that. Schitt's Creek was the last show that I laughed and cried in almost every episode, and Ted Lasso gives me those vibes. It fills that void.
So why are they taking so long to go from one season to the next?
They film in England, and they film in, I forget what stadium it is that they use, what arena, but apparently because of COVID, they were just held up and they couldn't film in any of the arenas, which is a huge setting for the show. Mm-hmm. So, this is a bummer. They put out episodes in, I want to say October.
Yeah.
2021, and then now it's going to be maybe 2023 before we get season 3.
So is Jack Ryan, is there another episode, another series, a season of that? I think that was well done.
Is that the John Krasinski one?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was just spotted not that long ago filming, I think in D.C. So they're filming new episodes,
yeah. That's a very well done. He and the black actor who's been in Chicago PD and a lot of other things, he's very good anyway. That's a good show, too. There's so many places to go, so many choices You know, you wonder what. Here's a new reality series that's coming to CBS called Beyond the Edge. The celebrities are going to be in it, thrown into the jungles of Panama, where they'll take on various adventures, challenges, and games. Who cares?
And who are the celebrities in a jungle? Everyone cares.
A lot of people.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people will care.
But are they going to be real celebrities?
I'll watch it.
Are they going to be the celebrities?
The typical ones
up?
That would go on a reality show.
Yeah. Well, from the country world, Lauren Elena, she's a pretty big country singer. Yeah. I don't know who Craig Morgan is, but I'm assuming he's big.
Who's he?
Another big country singer.
Is he?
Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis, who's Super Bowl MVP. Mike Singletary from the NFL. Meta World Peace from the NBA, who loves, he was also a Big Brother. He loves reality shows. Paulina Porizkova, Doug. Supermodel Paulina Porizkova. She's making a comeback to TV. She's looking hotter than ever, so she's on it.
Really?
Jodie Sweetin from Full House. Ebony Williams from The Real Housewives of New York. And the actual former Bachelor, Colton Underwood. Is he the one who came out as gay?
Gay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty, in the reality world, it's a pretty big cast.
I've watched, I've been watching Big Brother, and I saw the ads for this, and I'm like, what? And my mom saw them, too. She's like, what are we going to do?
What?
So we're going to watch, I think. And this is the first time I've ever watched Big Brother in, like, how many years? I don't know. We're both into it. Both my mom and I are into it, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then, speaking of country music, Lady A used to be Lady Antebellum, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had been sued by a lady named Anita White, who was Lady A. So there were two Lady A's. This went back a couple of years.
Well, they changed it because they thought Antebellum was racist because of the Antebellum
Civil
mansions.
War
and so then they changed it to Lady A, which is what a lot of people would call them anyway, and turns out there is a Lady A, so they had to get into a legal battle with her.
What did they do?
Some sort of settlement has been reached because both parties.
One's going to pay the other one off?
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. I'm guessing Lady Antebellum, that Lady A, is probably going to be paying Anita White for a while. Yeah. I'm
pretty sure it's not going to be vice versa. That's
where does Anita White go? And what is she? I never heard of her before anyway.
I think she's a Lady A minus.
Lady A minus. There you go. What was that, Jay?
Oh, I was saying, I think she's going to make out okay with this, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen. Good for at least we know who she is now. Speaking of knowing who somebody is, Chelsea Handler has canceled a number of comedy shows because of a health. This was. It's not COVID related. So what's wrong with her? She was in
she
a hospital bed
said,
video.
Yeah, she was in the hospital. She had heart monitors taped to her chest as she was telling, you know, everybody, I'm so sorry, I've got to cancel the next couple of shows. And then she made a comment that for the next few weeks, she's just going to be at home resting. So I don't know if it was like a heart scare or if it was something else. But then she and her boyfriend were on yesterday. He was filming something and they made a comment that would maybe think it was a kidney infection. So I'm not really sure.
Does she take care of herself? She's kind of a party girl. She do drugs and stuff. Is she okay when it?
I think she recently just did like a dry January, but she smokes weed or takes edibles, but she's not like into hard drugs, but she's vocal about cannabis. She's a big supporter.
Jennifer Aniston uses a lot of it. She doesn't talk about it, right?
Been the rumor. I don't want to get sued. That has been the rumor on Jenny Ann for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That she is a hippie stoner chick.
A hippie stoner chick.
Yeah, but like she's
your mother
never.
Would say. A hippie stoner chick.
But no one has. She's never. I don't believe that she's ever addressed it. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. By the way, the CBS show that had the Super Bowl ads, the focus on Super Bowl ads, played the whole ad that Arnold Schwarzenegger and Selena Gomez, the Spanish actress that everybody likes, Hayek,
Selma Hayek.
Right, yeah. So, and it is very good. You'll look forward to that when you watch the game this weekend. So I don't know, that came into my mind when I looked at the story about Coldplay and Selena Gomez, with a new music video. The single is called Let Somebody Go. And I wonder what we think about this. I've always been a fan of Coldplay for whatever the reason. I like Chris Martin. Do we know anything more about this than why was the attraction
really cool.
of them? But had they worked together before?
No.
Or this is the first time they came together.
This is the first time, and it was pretty surprising. Because their music is so different, but yeah, the video, it's a really beautiful ballad, and mm-hmm. the video is cinematic, it's gorgeous.
Don't we need more ballads, generally speaking? What do you mean, no?
No.
What
no
do you mean, no?
No? No, slow jams are not my jam. I mean, it's a funky stuff.
It's a beautiful yeah. song, but it is definitely kind of a downer. I mean, it's, you yeah. know, two people who they thought they would never break up, and they're broken up, and, you know, it's...
Okay.
So. Yeah. It's a little bit of a downer of a song.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you got to get something to, like, bring you up a little bit. Yeah.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view... Get an ugly girl to marry you. Is that the kind of stuff
awful.
You like, Jay? Huh? No, that's an 1950s song. What's wrong with that? The DJV download every single day, focusing on recently the Kardashians, for example. And we talk about China and the trade information that they're stealing from Motorola in a recent DJV download. We also have Robert Irwin, who is the son of Steve Irwin, getting chased around by a 12-foot crocodile. There's a visualization. Most of the download stuff we do is a sort of visualization attached to it. The focus on Kim and Kanye getting uglier, that was a discussion topic recently. And the happiest places on Earth, that's a great conversation. So all of this and more every day on the DJV download. I think I celebrated when the ISIS leader blew himself up. That was kind of an upbeat conversation. And then the lady from California, the professor, talking about China and how wonderful it is, yucca bunga. So anyway, follow us at DJV Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can listen to the podcast every day, the full show, in fact, all day, every day, at djvshow.com, and the podcast as well, wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, et cetera, et cetera. djvshow.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Carrasco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour. Let's find out what's going on in social media, shall we? Jay Kirshner with Victoria Keithan, Jay Horn. Jay Horn, that's her email address. I almost said your
better Jay Horn address. Than Jay Ho.
Yes.
That's true. Although that's right. What my friends call me, so
nice. Great friends. All right, so Jay, Olympics again. Why aren't we getting, I guess, the question here a lot of people are asking with good reason, where are the medals? A panda? Huh?
Yeah, the stuffed animal. Well, that's what a lot of people are wondering. And this isn't the first time. In the 2018 Olympics, some athletes received a mascot. The 2016 Olympics in Rio, they received logo figurines. And it's just that's just the way they do some of the stuff. Some of the sports, the athletes get the medal right then and there at the venue. Others, they get the medal at a award ceremony. So the ones that are getting their medal later at the award ceremony, they're getting that stuffed panda.
They can do medals for some, I think medals need to be presented at the same time for everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Either that or just give a pizza to everybody.
You win your event and you want to get that medal around your neck, like, immediately. That's just,
Up at that podium.
That's a bummer.
All right. Adele is engaged. Yes or no?
Well,
true or false?
Speculation rumors that she ignited by wearing a giant ice skating rink on a very specific finger on her left hand at the Brit Awards. So everybody's kind of wondering, like, hey, is that just part of her outfit, or why pick that finger? Did she just kind of low-key announce her engagement? So we're all waiting to find out
if somebody's going to say something
about it.
I just hope she doesn't go off the deep end. There are a lot of people who are upset because she canceled Vegas, because she's getting to be too much of a star. Is that really true?
No, she's just a perfectionist, and she always has been. I watched something, it was a performance years ago, and she was talking about how much anxiety she had before going on stage and how she had stage fright. She just wants everything to be perfect, and then once her performance was over, she just fell apart. She was just bawling because she was just so emotional and so thankful for everything.
Yeah. Well, I hope that's where, I think that's what we love about her, her humanness, right? Isn't that really kind of what we like? Not only she got a great voice, but we like that human side of her. And then there's, let's see here, what is the story behind, all of the fevered attention to Alec Baldwin going to film a new movie, and whether he actually, what do you suppose it feels like for him?
Yeah.
Never mind what it feels like for the people he's working with.
He said it feels very strange.
Yeah.
And he even acknowledged that with the independent film they were doing, and a lot of the people who were working on it were newer to their craft, and people probably weren't as educated in what their jobs were, and... Yeah.
Once again, if I was Alec Baldwin's attorney, I would say, shut up. Stop adding to this. You're saying
it's
things
impossible.
That now mm-hmm. that are, yeah, I mean, he's just, he cannot help himself. It's like,
like,
yeah, the road sign.
Well,
He's just like Trump.
But it's the blame game.
Can't help himself.
He has to focus blame elsewhere, so it's not on him. And so now he's talking about the people who are hired on for the film that are just early in their career.
Meaning they don't know what they're doing is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just, I still think he's getting into dangerous territory.
It's 97 Minutes, the name of the movie. It's supposedly an air disaster thriller. Okay. Well, let's see what happens with that. 28 after the hour, you're around what's happening.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the self-induced border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration wants to put illegal immigrants into Baltimore, Maryland, and Houston, Texas with an ankle tracker and curfew times. Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick is a member of Homeland Security Committee. She tells Fox News Biden needs to follow the law.
My solution is simple. Follow and enforce the laws that are currently on the books. We have a situation that is a crisis because of the policies of the Biden administration.
Canadian lawmakers are growing increasingly concerned with the economic impact of the truckers protesting the government's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The Freedom Convoy first began in Vancouver on January 23rd in protest against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's coronavirus policies. Yesterday, the convoy clogged up the Ambassador Bridge that links Windsor, Ontario to Detroit, Michigan. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The United States is at the tail end of the COVID-19 Omicron variant surge, so says Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He was talking on Newsmax and expects the disease metrics to decrease in the coming weeks.
We are at the tail end of this Omicron surge, you know, probably a couple of weeks before everybody in the country is out of the surge. I'm hoping that the next few weeks, next few months are going to be much, much better with low infections and hospitalizations and deaths. That's my expectation, and I think that's how things are likely to play out in the upcoming weeks and months. We heard this earlier today from Governor Murphy in New Jersey. I think what we're going to see, there are about a dozen or so states across the country that have mask mandates still. And I expect all of them to peel back over the next couple of months. And the cities that do also are going to peel back again sometime in the next few weeks, few months at the most. Look, of course, there could be more variants, and I do expect another surge or two. I mean, we saw surges in the summer in the south. We've seen surges in the winter in the north. No reason to think that's not going to happen again this year. So at this point, what I think is we need to hold our political leaders accountable for making sure that we're getting ready for those things. How do we get ready? Let's build up plenty of supplies of testing and masks so that if those are necessary, we'll have plenty of them. You know, we saw that in this past Omicron surge, it was really, really hard to get tests. That should not happen again in the future. I'd like to see a real stocking up of therapeutics, monoclonal antibodies.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Only when we are no longer afraid do we begin to live. How many people live their lives based on fear? Ladies, you know people who do that? You do it?
Everybody does right now.
COVID made everybody afraid on some level, right?
Yeah.
Whether you were afraid for yourself or just afraid for your, you know, older relatives or kids, whatever. Mm. Yeah, it made people very worried.
Okay. Do you think that Stacey Abrams is really sorry for the maskless photo of her with the school children? She's running for governor.
She's sorry for getting caught, kind of like everybody that's been caught.
Yeah.
I didn't see the picture. Are the kids wearing masks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And apparently, at first, they said, well, it was just when she was speaking. But then, of course, the picture shows she was maskless the whole time. And orders were that everybody, including the kids around her, had to be masked for her to do this speaking engagement.
Hmm. What is it? I don't know. I see that kind of stuff, and hypocrisy reigns supreme. Starbucks has fired some people that work in Memphis. because they were trying to unionize. I thought Starbucks did get unionized.
There's one Starbucks store. Yeah, there's one. I feel like it's in New England. There's just one store that went full unionized. Yeah.
So here's the shocker. The union is accusing Starbucks of retaliating. Really? You think that's what's going on? Come on. Well, they would never do that. The big companies, they love unions. Starbucks says the workers allowed at least one media representative inside the store after hours for an interview. So that's what they're upset. That's what they say they're upset. They just don't want unions. Unions are... I guess my question would be, if I were working at Starbucks, would I want to join a union? I belonged to 7 unions in my life. I didn't like any of them because all I thought they did was take money from me and not really do what they said they were going to do.
I guess
that's just my experience.
What's the point for a union at Starbucks?
Yeah, I think that's the question.
Yeah, like what are the benefits? Are they going to get health insurance out of it? Because Starbucks already offers that. And I mean, as far as an institution goes, Starbucks usually gets pretty good ratings,
yeah.
You know, and good feedback from employees because they pay them a higher wage. They have all kinds of, you know, even if you're working part-time, you can still get benefits, which is almost unheard of. If you're not a full-time employee, you know, you usually have to be full-time in order to get benefits. But Starbucks does that for part-time people. So I don't know. I don't know what they think they're going to get from being unionized, what the benefits are. I haven't heard anyone say.
I'm flabbergasted in this day and age why almost anybody would want to be unionized, because they don't. In the days when the union movement was necessary, which was when it started in the 30s, the sweatshops, the things that were appalling, you don't see that stuff around now. And so it just becomes union organizers trying to justify their jobs. Let's go see who we can unionize. When I was running WEEI in Boston in the mid 80s, it was the most heavily unionized station in the city. I got along fine most of the time with the people who were working for me. I had to fire a couple of people, and the union threatened to go out on strike. And I remember the union boss, who became a friend of mine, he was a newsman, been a newsman in Boston for 40-some-odd years, he came in and said, "We're at war." I looked at him, I said, "What do you mean we're at war? What is that supposed to mean?" "We don't like you anymore." I said, "Really? When did you like me?" He says, "I liked you in the beginning." "Well, that was because I was doing everything that you wanted me to do. Now, I'm not doing everything that you want me to do." The guys were featherbedding. They were working 4.5 hours a day and getting paid for 8. I said to him, "Come on, this is foolish. This isn't going to hack it."
Well, and that's kind of the thing. Like, I don't, you know, as being a member of AFTRA for a while when I needed to be, when I was on, you know, other terrestrial stations that were union shops,
right.
You know, I just found that in a couple of cases, especially one, there was this total creep that we worked with who had all kinds of disciplinary issues. He should have been fired. He was a total disruption to everyone, sexually harassed women, and, like, the union protected his job.
Yeah.
And that was my first and only real experience with unions, and it really left a bad taste in my mouth.
Look at what they do with the teachers, like in Los Angeles. Good God. Protecting
yeah, bad
that guy
teachers get protected, right?
Poop in his, in the, or
it
was it? Was
not
it?
Poop.
It was
other bodily fluid that he fed to kids on crackers, and the union protected him.
And look at all the police. I'm very against how a lot of the police unions have handled so many of these cases of people being shot.
Badly.
I don't know. It's...
So,
I understand the need for unions, but I also can see the critiques of it, too.
Right.
At least when you come to police, like, one of the reasons that unions existed was for legal representation, but so oftentimes people get it individually on their own. The police union might be the only example of at least them providing, you know, legal fees and legal coverage, whether or not you agree with it or whatever. That could be another discussion, but at least that's something that's a service that's given back to somebody for their dues.
Hmm.
Can we go back to the story, the mistake, Ms. Abrams? Isn't it time, maybe looking at it this way, so she's a hypocrite. But at some point, I see even New York State has been high on indoor mask mandates, is dropping it. It's time to get away from that. So if, you know,
the argument now is, are they dropping it because a bunch of people have been caught on camera without masks on, or are they really
dropping,
using air quotes, following the science?
It's not necessary anymore.
I mean, you've got New York and California who are dropping indoor mask mandates, but then you have them still requiring it at school. So,
yeah, and that's and you said something, Jen, too, that a lot of people don't realize. Unless every kid is wearing an N95 mask, it's not doing anything.
Not doing anything anyway.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're going to make the rule, you got to do it the right way.
There are three or four new polls this week that show dramatic desire on the part of Americans to go back to normal. The virus worries are dissipating. No more masks. You want to get a shot, get a shot. Vaccinations, yeah, that's all great. But let's keep moving. Let's move on. We've ruined enough of the landscape. I thought it was interesting to see how things have changed in restaurants. We all know the average. We know that the prices have gone up. Now, what I want to know is, because prices are up in restaurants, is that why Americans are tipping more in restaurants? Because the bill is higher, or do they just feel like helping out the people who are waiters, waitresses, busboys, whatever?
I think it's both.
Is it? Okay.
Sure. Well, if your overall bill, if you're going to tip 20% on dinner and your overall bill is more, then yes, you're going to be tipping more. And they're keeping, you know, the POS companies are, you know, they keep track of stuff like that. So, yeah, but I also think that some people who didn't spend money on vacations and other, or on, you know, other things that they would have done during the pandemic, I think, you know, people have a lot of some people have a lot of savings that they've accumulated, and they're maybe more generous and know how hard it's been for the restaurant industry to stay in business and to keep good people. So I think rewarding good service with a hefty tip is very appropriate, especially right now where service is very spotty.
Does it bother you when you get into a cab, for example, and if you're going to pay with a credit card, before you get the final bill, there is a question on the screen, do you want to tip 15%, 20%? I don't want somebody prompting me so that I feel like I have to give a tip.
Well, good luck, because that's how everybody, I mean, you
can't, all of them have the 15, 20.
Yeah, you can't even go, I mean, even, I don't think Starbucks does it, but like Panera, if you're walking into, and I know, Doug, you like Panera, so do I.
I do.
So, but
yeah.
When you go in to get takeout, like, why am I tipping? You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Now, if I get takeout from a restaurant, the hostess has been working to put together the takeout order for me, so I always tip that on. I tip for that. But, like, I'm sorry, but if I go to Panera, it's like, why would you tip at McDonald's, too? You know, it doesn't make sense.
All right, applications open until February 18th, which is a week from Friday, to live rent-free in Sicily for a year in an Airbnb. Anybody want to do that? Raise your hand,
please. This is a great deal.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I know.
Airbnb refurbished an old house in a Sicilian town. They want a candidate willing to take up residence there for a year without having to pay any rent. So what's the catch? There's got to be a catch to this.
Oh, you're hosting. You're the host.
Yeah, okay.
So you're allowed to pick who
yes.
gets to stay in the Airbnb. And, yeah, and that's the only thing. But the thing is, you also get to keep the money. So if you're hosting, I think they want you to do, like, 6 or 9 months or something out of the year total. So, and you can bring your family to also stay free of charge, and you get to keep all the money that you bring in as
okay,
an Airbnb
can we do
host.
This? Can I do this program over there?
Why not? I think would the time difference
sure.
work in your favor?
Yeah, me, I
probably would,
life.
Right?
Yeah, I'd be doing the program. Let's see, it would be there's a
4 in the afternoon.
Noon to 4. That's it. Okay, that's all right.
But you'd have to play like, you know, the B&B host. You've got to do that part.
I'm a good host, as long as I don't have to do it too long or too much. You know, hi, how are you doing? Everything fine? What can I do to help you?
Right.
See you later. I'm going
well, that's
to
how most Airbnb people want it. I mean, I don't even want to see anybody that I rent from.
No. All right, so anyway, you got to be over the age of 18. You got to file the application by the 18th. You got to be able to move by June 30th. The winner is free to come and go as you want. You have to commit to living in the house for at least 3 consecutive months. Got to promise to host Airbnb guests for a minimum of 9 months. So that's the deal. Again, applications open to live free in Sicily. The application is open until the 18th of February. Okay. I'd take a shot. I mean,
it's a good deal.
Things weren't so chaotic in my life and I wasn't doing so much stuff, I would do that. I think Italy's a fabulous country. It really is a fabulous. The Italians are crazy, and that's what makes it kind of interesting. But it's also beautiful. The mountains, the sea, the proximity to places like Dubrovnik. It just is. It's just a neat, neat place. And the mannerisms of the Italians are just, I find them to be very unique. Speaking of unique, Snoop Dogg is going to start a new podcast, or he's working on, I didn't realize there were scripted podcasts.
Yeah.
This is a Shondaland podcast, Shondaland Audio. Who's Dylan Brown? I don't know. It's the podcast called Hashtag Matter, presented by Shondaland. Let's see. The series tells the story of a man who witnesses his son's beating by police. Do we need another one of these? What do we need another beat up on the police thing for? I don't get it.
Wait, beat up on the police? What do you mean?
No, this is another take a shot at the police, it seems to me. His teenage son is beaten up by police, and he ends up barricaded in a restaurant with one of the officers.
It's going to be a setup for a really interesting story.
Well, here's what I think of when I look at this. For those of you, and there's nobody among this group of three, but I'm sure there are plenty of people listening. You remember old-time radio.
That's what it is.
Serials. That's what it sounds like to me.
That's old-time radio. Yeah, it is. It's storytelling and podcasting. It's becoming very popular. People love it.
So isn't it, what do we call the old, I think I should start a company and revive all the old westerns and stuff that were on the radio. And
radio
put
drama.
Them in a podcast. Huh?
Radio drama.
Yeah. Don't you do that on CRN? Jennifer, don't you have some of the old-time radio on CRN?
We used to a long time ago, but no, we don't anymore.
Should be. Okay, time to revive that. 47 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Mira Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140.
That's 800-932-5140.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
After the hour now, time for a focus on your pet with the host of The Pet Show, creatively and cleverly done by Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the program. And I think he actually came up with the name. I wondered, I've never asked you this, how long did you work on coming up with a name for this show 40-some-odd years ago? What kind of work was that?
All my years in my 20s and 30s, I was thinking about a good name. No, it's just The Pet Show. Tell me, what do you want to call it? The Pet Show. That's what it is. It's The Pet Show.
Exactly. Yeah. Queen Elizabeth got a new dog. Did you see that? New dog.
I didn't see that. Well, she got another corgi?
Spaniel. Yeah,
she had a cocker spaniel this time.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Because she always had corgis.
She did have corgis. The Kennel Club says she's one of the most prolific and dedicated Welsh corgi breeders and ambassadors. She's had 30 in her lifetime. Wow. She's got a couple of them now. But the Queen wanted to make an exception because of Prince William and Kate Middleton. I didn't understand all of that. They apparently like Cocker Spaniels. That's why she got it.
Kate Middleton's brother breeds Cocker Spaniels. And so Kate and William have a Cocker Spaniel, and I guess this was a rescue or something, I think. I don't know that this was from the breeder, because it seemed like there was, like, maybe this dog is a mix. Mm-hmm. But which will be a really nice message, I think, for the Queen to send. If you're going to be 99 years old and adopt a dog, please make it a rescue. So that's a good message.
How about everybody stops breeding their dogs? First of all, the type of corgi she had was a different type of corgi. You know, most of the corgis we see don't have tails. They're Pembroke. But her corgis were the cardigan corgis, the ones that had the tail. Interesting breed of dogs. Like owning a big dog dressed in a little dog suit. They were cattle herders. So it's amazing. It's an amazing, amazing breed of dog. Anyway, what I'd like to chat with you guys about today, if we have time, is retractable leashes and why you should not use them.
Uh-oh, I'm going to be in trouble on this.
Yeah, okay. I've got one. I don't use the leash much.
The majority of accidents that occur when walking their dogs occur with a retractable leash. So if you walk your dog using a head halter, a gentle leader, or a halter specifically, never use one of them, because if they pull ahead, they can jerk and really get a neck injury. If you use a choke collar, a prong collar, any other adverse collars, which you shouldn't be using anyway.
No.
Also, remember this. if there's other dogs, other people, especially kids around, dogs get excited. If you're walking your dog around traffic, maybe you're taking a perfect example. A couple of months ago, someone was walking their dog Runyon Canyon right here in Southern California. Their dog was on one of those leashes. They extended it out, give the dog more room to walk. He went off the trail, got bit by a rattlesnake, and died. Therefore, if you had a 6-foot lead or an 8-foot lead, you have more control. You never want to use it on dog parks. If there's a neck injury in the past, you don't want to use that as well. And the bottom line is, most trainers and most behaviorists don't believe in using the thing. I personally, when I walk my dogs, I have a 6-foot leash, I have a 10-foot leash, I have a 12-foot leash, and I have a 15-foot leash. That's where they go. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, and this doesn't affect you, I'm sorry, Victoria, if you have the perfectly trained dog, the perfectly well-trained dog that walks on a loose lead, then perhaps you can use it and give them a little more freedom. But the dangers of what, and the kids should never, but the dangers of the retractable lead, either hurting the dog or the dog running in traffic real fast or jerking, get his neck, or getting a dog fight is really bad. And the majority of people that use these collar, these retractable leashes have no idea how to work with a dog or train a dog anyway. It's usually the novices. I want to give my dog more freedom, so I'm going to get a retractable leash. And the bottom line is, as I said, statistically, more dog fights and more problems occur with people that do walk their dogs on this retractable.
Well, they also malfunction sometimes, too.
Exactly.
So you think you're stopping the dog, and the dog and the thing, you know. Yeah, I know. We use it only for Bentley to give him a little more room because he's very well behaved on a walk. But I use a traditional, whatever the traditional
okay,
length
but
is.
Okay, let's look at very well. Behaved. If your dog is 90% well behaved and all of a sudden another dog goes by in season or whatever and your dog reacts, that well behaved 90% is useless.
That's true. Can we just go back to pointing finger at Doug for not putting a seatbelt on his dog?
Yeah.
The things that you were talking about before we went on the air about what's in dog food. The liver, the innards of
the organ
things,
meats.
What's in
the organ meats are great, but what's the first thing a wolf does when it kills its prey? It doesn't go for the organ meats, it goes for the stomach. That's where the grains and the nutrients are. That's the first thing they go for when they take down an animal. So I agree, there's lots of great foods out there. I am totally against raw food. Why? I hear the results every day of different types of problems that occur with raw food.
Yeah.
So you got to use what you're comfortable with. Bottom line is, you know what? Years ago, everyone used, remember kennel ration? Everyone used kennel ration or kennel biscuit, and their dogs had good, normal lives. Maybe not as healthy as they are now. I'm a big health person. But the bottom line is, if your dog is doing well on it and your vet approves of it and you feel comfortable using it, whatever food you want to feed is absolutely fine with me, as long as you give them hugs and kisses supplements on top of it.
There you go. Hugs and kisses. Get those.
Yep.
At hugsandkisses.com or thepetshow.com. That's Warren's blend of minerals and vitamins specifically for your dog and your cat. At hugsandkisses.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.